Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Elkanah Ostern. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
Meseches Tainus, Daf Beis. Before we start the Mishneh, I would like to mention a small he'ora be'agode which has to do with this perek. We find in the Agoes of the Cheshek Shloimoi here on Daf Beis that asks a very interesting kasha. We know that the Loshon that we use in davening for Azkoras Kishomim is Mashiv Ruach Umoirid Hageshem. And Legabei She'elas Kishomim, we say V'sein Tal Umotor Livrocho. Asks the Cheshek Shloimoi, how come we have a distinction between the Nusach of Hazkoras Kshomim and the Nusach of She'ilas Kshomim? Should be that just like we say by She'ilas Kshomim, the same Tal Umotor, we use the word Motor, so also for Hazkoras Kshomim we should say Mashivaruach Umoirid HaMotor. Why do we use the Loshon Geshem by Azkoras Kshomim and the Loshon Motor by She'ilas Kshomim? Adds the Cheshek Shloimoi, and he says that L'choira it would have been preferable to use the Loshon Motor by Azkoras Kshomim, since we see in the Gemara here on Daf Beis that the source that Geshomim are called Gevurois Geshomim is from the Posuk Hanoisein Motor al Pnei Eretz. So we see from the Posuk that the Torah uses the Loshon Motor by Gevurois Geshomim. Therefore, when we mention in the davening Gevurois Geshomim, in the Baruch of Ato Giboyer, we should also use the Loshon Motor and not the Loshon Geshem. And the same thing we see in the Gemara afterwards, that the Gemara says that how do we know that we're supposed to mention Gvurois Kshomim by davening? So the Gemara learns it out from the Posuk, V'nosati metar arzichem be'ito yoyro malkoish. There also, the Torah writes the Loshon Motor. If so, since we see that the Mokor, which we learn out from, that we're supposed to mention Azkoras Kshomim by davening, is from the Posuk, which uses the Loshon of Motor, therefore, says the Cheshek Shloimoi, it should have been preferable to use in the Baruch of Ata Gibor the Loshon of Mashiv Ruach Umoirid HaMotor, and not Geshem. Another Kasha asks the Cheshek Shloimoi, how come we see that by She'ilas Kshomim we use the Loshon of Nesine, the same Tal Umotor, and on the other hand, by Azkoras Kshomim, we use the Loshon Moirid Hageshem. Why don't we say Noisein Hageshem? Answers the Cheshek Shloimoi a very interesting teretz, that usually when the Torah uses the Loshon Motor, the Torah is referring to Gishmei Brocha and not Gishmei Klolo. On the other hand, the word Geshem is a Loshon Kloli. It usually refers to also Gishmei Brocha and also Gishmei Klolo. Therefore, by She'ilas Geshomim, when we ask Hashem, we're Shoyal for Geshem, we ask Hashem to give us Geshem, we use the Loshon Motor because we want Gishmei Brocha and not Chas V'Sholem Gishmei Klolo. On the other hand, by Hazkoras Geshomim, we want to mention the Gvurois Hashem that we see through the rain, and that we see not only by Gishmei Brocha, we see that also by Gishmei Klolo. Therefore, there, the proper Loshon is Geshem and not Motor. The same thing says the Cheshek Shloimoi, that the reason why we say Loshon V'sein Talu Motor, we use the Loshon of Nesine, is because the Loshon Nesine is fitting with Gishmei Brocha. On the other hand, by Azkoras Geshomim, that we're referring also to Gishmei Klolo, it's not proper to use the Loshon Nesine, therefore we use the Loshon of Moirid Hageshem and not Noisen Hageshem. Adds the Cheshek Shloimoi and says that according to this Pshat, It's very geschmack, the nusach of Tfilas Geshem. The Chazan says in Tfilas Geshem, Shoato hu Hashem Elokeinu, Mashi v'ruach u'moirid ha-geshem. He mentions Gvurois Hashem and he uses the term Geshem. As we mentioned, that Gvurois Hashem we see also by Gishmei Brocha and also by Gishmei Klolo. So since the Chazan mentions the Loshon Geshem, which also refers to Gishmei Klolo, therefore right after that we say, Livrocha veloy liklolo. That is Geshem that we mentioned, we ask Hashem it should be Livrocha and not liklolo. We will start now the Mishnah. Me'emosai mazkirin gevurois geshomim. Rabbi Eliezer oimer, miyoim toiv horishon shel chag. Rabbi Yeshua oimer, miyoim toiv ho'achroin shel chag. The Mishnah here brings us the machloikes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. When do we start to say hazkoras geshomim? According to Rabbi Eliezer, we start to say Hazkoras Geshomim on Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, we start to say Hazkoras Geshomim on Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, which is Shmini Atzeres. We will start with the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. As we mentioned, Rabbi Eliezer says that we start to say Hazkoras Geshomim on Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot. The question is, what does Rabbi Eliezer mean when he says Yom Tov Rishon Shel Sukkot? Does he mean that we start saying the Hazkoras Geshomim already by Ma'ariv? Or he means that we start only in Shacharis? Or he means that we start only on Musaf? The Gemara on Amud Beis says that the source, the Mokor of Rabbi Eliezer, that we start to say Hazkoras Geshomim on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag is because that Rabbi Eliezer learns it out from the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. Since there is a connection between Hazkoras Geshomim and the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, as we find in Chazal, and the Gemara brings it here, that Lulav comes l'ratzois al hamayim, and also the Dalet Minim could not exist without rain. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer compares the din of Hazkoras Geshomim to the mitzvah of Lulav, that just like Lulav we start on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, also Hazkoras Geshomim we also start on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. And the Gemara says that just like Lulav, the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is only in the day and not at night, therefore also Hazkoras Geshomim, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we start to say only in the day and not at night. But we still remain with the question, when in the day do we start to say Hazkoras Geshomim? Do we start in Shacharis or we wait for Musaf? So we find in the Pirush Rivov, which is on the side of the Rif, here on Daf Beis, the Rivov was a nephew of the Baal HaMoer. And the Rivov says Bepshitus, that we start to say Hazkoras Geshomim according to Rabbi Eliezer already in Shacharis. And the same thing we find in a sefer called Talmid HaRamban, which was a Talmud of the Ramban, and he also says, like the Rivov Bepshitus, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, we start to say Hazkoras Geshomim already in Shacharis. And the same thing we find also in the Gvuras HaAri and the Tosis Yom Tov here on the Mishnah. Just the Tosis Yom Tov asks a very interesting kasha that we find in the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says that in order for the Tzibur to start to say Hazkoras Geshomim, there must be an hachroze. There must be an announcement from the Shliach Tzibur, an hachroze from the Shatz. And if there's no hachroze, there's no announcement from the Shliach Tzibur, the Tzibur cannot start to say Geshem. If so, asks the Tosis Yom Tov, how could we start saying Hazkoras Geshomim already in Shacharis? We know that it's Osir to be Mafsik between Geula and Tfilo, which means that after the Tzibur and the Chazan say Goal Israel, the Chazan, the Shatz, could not announce Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGeshem, since it's osur to be mafsik between Geula and Tefillah. So how is it shayach to start saying Hazgaras Geshomim already on Shachris? That's the kasha of the Tosis Yom Tov. Answers the Tosis Yom Tov and he says that even though it's osur to be mafsik between Geula and Tefillah, but something that it's letzorech haTefillah, Rabbi Eliezer holds that a hefsik which is letzorech haTefillah is mutter to be mafsik between Geula and Tefillah. And therefore, since the announcement, the hachroze of the Shliach Tzibur is necessary in order that the Tzibur should be able to say Hazgaras Geshomim, therefore it's not called a hefsik between Geula and Tefillah. That's the teretz of the Tosis Yom Tov. Comes the Rashash here and brings the Tosis Yom Tov, and he says that this svara we already find in the Rashbo in Tshuves. In Tshuves HaRashbo, Chilek Aleph, Simen Reish Tzadik Gimel, the Rashbo was asked, is it mutter for the Shliach Tzibur to announce before Shmoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv that it's Rosh Chodesh in order to remind the Tzibur that they're supposed to say Yalev Yovoy? And the Rashbo answers that it's poshet, that it's mutter, that just like we find in the Gemara in Brochas, Daf Mem, that Toil Baruch is not called a hefsek between a moitzi and the achile, which means that if someone eats together the balabais, which eats with the bnei bais, and is moitzi everyone with a moitzi, and between the brocha and the achile, the balabais tells the bnei bais, take the prusa of the moitzi, take the slice of the challah or the bread of a moitzi, it's not called a hefsek. Since it's letzorech, it's a hefsek which is letzorech achile, it's not called a hefsek. Therefore, it says the Rashbo, and the same thing over here, even though that it's osur to be mafsik between geula and tefillah, even by Ma'ariv, but if the hefsek is letzorech atefillah, it's not called a hefsek. And we see from the Loshna Rashbo that the same thing would apply even by Shachris, that if it would be necessary for the Shliach Tzibur to make an achroze, to make an announcement, which is letzorech haTefillah, it would be mutter even between Goal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei, since it's letzorech haTefillah, it's not called a hefsek. So says the Rashash, we see this svara of the Tosis Yom Tov already in the Rashbo. Adds the Rashash, and he says, and even though we see here in the Rosh, in Simen Beis, that he's choylik on this svara of the Rashbo, the Rosh says, the Rosh explains the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, in the end of our Mishnah, holds that we start to say Hazgaras Geshomim in Musaf of Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. Explains the Rosh, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that we start only in Musaf and not in Shachris? Says the Rosh, because of this problem of the achroze, that it's osur to be machriz between geula and tefillah, because it's called the hefsek. That's why Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah holds that we start to say only by musaf. So says the Rashash, we see in the Rosh that the Rosh does not hold of this svar of the Rashbo. But says the Rashash, that could be that even the Rosh is moide b'shitas Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's not called a hefsek, which means what the Rosh says is only b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda. But b'shitas Rabbi Eliezer, even the Rosh is moide that we could say Hazgaras Geshomim in Shachris, and the achroze, the announcement of the shas, of the shatz, is not called a hefsek because it's letzorech haTefillah. I found here in the Tiferes Yisrael, in our Mishnah, in the small letters, that he says a big chiddush. He also asks the kasha of the Tosis Yom Tov, how could we make an achroze by Shachris, since it's osur to be mafsik between Geula and Tefillah? And he says that in a chanami could be that what Rabbi Eliezer holds, that we start to say Hazgaras Geshomim only by day, Rabbi Eliezer means that we start only by Musaf and not by Shachris, since we have a problem of hefsek between Geula and Tefillah. Apparently, the Rashash did not see the Rishonim we mentioned before, that they say Mefurish, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, we start to say Hazgaras Geshomim even already by Shachris. Since we mentioned this Yerushalmi, that in order for the Tzibur to start saying as Goras Geshamim, we must have an Achrozeh from the Shliach Tzibur, I would like to mention another interesting Chiddush that I saw, which has to do with this Yerushalmi. The Tosis Yom Tov in our Mishneh asks, how come the Tana of our Mishneh uses the Lashon Me'emosai Mazgirin Gevurois Geshamim? The Tana should have said Me'emosai Zoichrin Gevurois Geshamim. That's the proper way to say, and not Me'emosai Mazgirin. Answers the Tosis Yom Tov that our Tana wanted to hint us this Yerushalmi, that since the Yerushalmi says that in order for the Tzibur to say Hazgoras Geshomim, we must have an Achroze, therefore, says the Tosis Yom Tov, that's what the Tana is telling us. Me'emosai Mazkirin Gvuras Geshomim. From when does the Shliach Tzibur remind us to say Gvuras Geshomim? And on that, the Tana answers that it's a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda. Until now, we explained the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. We'll go over now to the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says in the Mishneh that we start to say Hazgoras Geshomim b'yom tov achron shel chag, which means Shmini Atzeres. The question is, what does Rabbi Yeshua mean yom tov achron shel chag? Does he mean that we start to say Hazgoras Geshomim by Mayriv, or he means by Shacharis, or he means by Musaf? So legabe Musaf, it's Poshet that Rabbi Yeshua is not referring to. Why? Because if Rabbi Yeshua is referring to Musaf, if so, we have no machloikis between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda. As we mentioned before, that Rabbi Yehuda in the end of the Mishneh says that we start saying Hazgoras Geshomim on Musaf on Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. So if Rabbi Yeshua is also referring to Musaf, comes out that there's no machloikis between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda. So we see, mefurish, that Rabbi Yeshua is not referring to Musaf. The only question is Rabbi Yeshua referring to Mayriv on Leil Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, or is referring to Shacharis? So we find in this question a big machloikis in the Rishonim. The Shita of the Rivav and the Talmud of the Ramban, they both hold that according to Rabbi Yeshua, we start to see Hazgoras Geshomim only by Shacharis. And according to them, we must say that Rabbi Yeshua also holds, like the explanation of the Tosis Yom Tov, that the Achroze of the Shatz is not called the Hefsek between Geula and Fila. But we find a few Rishonim that are Choylek on the Rivav and the Talmud of the Ramban. We find Mefurish here in the Ritva, and also in the Nimuki Yosef, that they both say Bepshitus, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, we start to say Hazgoras Geshomim by Mayriv Leil Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. And the same thing we find in the Gvura Sari, that even though in the beginning he has a suffix, but at the end he takes on that according to Rabbi Yeshua, we start to say Hazgoras Geshomim on Mayriv Leil Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. We find an interesting Or Zarua. The Or Zarua in Hilchos Tfilo, Simen Pei Zayin, asks a question. On one hand, Rabbi Yeshua holds in Maseches Brochas that Tfilas Arvis is Reshus. If so, asks the Or Zarua, how could Rabbi Yeshua say here in Tainis that we start to say Gvurois Kshomim on Mayriv Leil Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag? How could it be that if Rabbi Yeshua himself holds that Tfilas Arvis is Reshus, how can it be that Chachomim will be Mesaken to start saying Hazgoras Geshomim in Tfilas Arvis of Leil Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag if the Tfilas Arvis is only a Reshus and some people daven and some people do not daven Mayriv? How could Chachomim be Mesaken to start saying then Gvurois Geshomim? Therefore says the Or Zarua, that we must say that even though Rabbi Yeshua holds that Tfilas Arvis is Reshus, Mikol Mokoim Ein Levatloi, it's Osir to be Mevatel Mayriv, since Am Yisrael took upon himself to daven Mayriv, Therefore, even though Mi'ikar Adin Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, but still it's also to be Mevatel, the mitzvah of Tfilas Arvis, therefore Chachomim could be Mesaken to say, Hazkoras Kishomim, even by Mayriv, Leil Yom Tiv Achron Shel Chag. We see from this Or Zeruah that it takes on the Pshitus, that Pshat in Rabbi Yeshua is that we start to say Hazkoras Kishomim on Leil Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, and not on Shachris. The Gemara says, Umenolon de Betfilo. How do we know that was supposed to say Hazkoras Kishomim in davening in Tfilo? De Tanya, Le'ahavo es Hashem Eloi Keichem, Ule'ovdoi Bechol Levavchem, Eizu hi avoido shehi balev, Hevi Oimer zu Tfilo. Uksiv basrei, venosati metar artzechem beito yoire umalkoish. Says the Gemara that since the source of the mitzvah of tefillah is learned out from the posuk of ule'ovdoi b'chol levavchem, eizu yavoido shi balev hevi oimezu tefillah, and next to that the Torah writes, venosati metar artzechem, so from that we learn out that there's a mitzvah to say Hazkoras Kishomim by davening. From this Gemara learns out the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Hei and in Mitzvah Yud, that there is a mitzvah Esei Deraise to daven every day. And the same thing we find in the Rambam in Yad HaZoko, in Perek Aleph Mehilchos Tfile, Halacha Aleph, and I would like to quote the Loshon HaRambam. Mitzvas esei, lispaleil b'chol yoim, shenemar va'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem. Mipi Hashmue omru, sh'avoido zu hitfilo, venemar ule'ovdoi b'chol levavchem, omru chachomim, eizu hi avoido shebeleiv zu tfilo. So we see from the Rambam that there's a mitzvas esei deraise to daven once a day. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Hei, is choylek on the Rambam, and the Ramban says that midoraise there's no mitzvah essay of tefillah. The mitzvah of tefillah is only midrabbonon, and the kavona of the Gemara here in our sugya is only an asmachta be'alme, but midoraise there's no chiyuv to daven every day. Says the Ramban, ve'efshur, maybe, there's a mitzvah esi te daven be'eis tzoro. But on a regular day, says the Ramban, there's no chiyuv midiraise te daven, only midirabonon. According to the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah esi te daven once a day, when does the day start legabe this chiyuv? Do we say that hayoim hoylech achar halayla, which means that the day starts at night, and we say Hayoim Hoylech Achar Alaylo, and therefore the Zman of the Mitzvah's Esi of Tefillah starts B'Tzeis HaKeichovim and continues for 24 hours until the Tzeis HaKeichovim of the next day? That's one way to explain the Rambam. Another way, we can say that the Rambam means to say that the day starts not by Tzeis HaKeichovim, just the day starts by Alois HaShachar, which means that l'inyan this mitzvah's essay to daven once a day, the day starts in the morning, and we say halaylo hoylech achar hayoim, that the day starts at Alois HaShachar and continues until the next day by Alois HaShachar. This shaila that we just mentioned is a big machloikes in Gdoilei HaPoiskim. On one hand, we find in the Prima Godim, in the Psichol Hilchois Tfilo, Dibura Matchel Vehevi Yoidea, that the Prima Godim says, what's the din according to the Rambam if someone did not daven Mayriv and not Shacharis the next morning and not Minche? And now he's holding by Bein HaShmoshes. Says the Prima Godim, according to the Rambam, since he was not yet yoitze the mitzvah's essay deraisa of tefillah in that day, We say here, Sofek deraisa lechumra, and he has a chiyuv now to daven shmonesrei in Bein HaShmoshes. Even though, says the Prima Godim, could be that Bein HaShmoshes is already Lailo, and according to that side, he missed out already the mitzvah of tefillah. But since it's a Sofek, and could be it's still day, therefore we say Sofek deraisa lechumra, and he has a chiyuv to daven now Bein HaShmoshes. We see from that Prima Godim, Mefurish, that the Prima Godim holds that the day starts by Tzeis HaKoychovim and finishes by Tzeis HaKoychovim. Therefore, says the Prima Godim, that Bein HaShmoshes is a Sofek Deiraise, and in spite of that we say Sofek Deiraise Luchumre. The same thing we find in the Prima Godim. In Simen Daled, Mishpitzois Zov, Sifkotten Aleph, that the Prima Godim there also says clearly that the day starts l'inyan, this chiyuv of mitzvah tfile, the day starts by Tzeis HaKoychovim, and we say hayoyim hoylech achar alaylo. The same thing we find in the Sefer Ya'arois Dvash of Rabbeinu Yonason Eibeshitz, Zecher Tzadik Levrocho, in Chelek Beis Drush Yud Ches, that Rabbi Yonason Eibeshitz brings the Gemara in Broches, Daf Chovov Amud Beis, that the Gemara there says that how do we know that Avram Avinu was Mesaken Tfilas Shachris? Says the Gemara, we learn it out from the Posuk, Vayashkeim Avram Baboiker Elamokim Asher Omad Shom. We see from this Posuk that Avram Avinu got up early in the morning to daven. That's the Raya that Avram Avinu was Mesaken Tfilas Shachris. Asks the Ya'arois Dvash, what's the Raya? According to the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah esei deraise to daven once a day, maybe Avram Avinu, when he got up in the morning early and davened, that was in order to be mekayim the mitzvah esei of tefillah. But we have no raya from over there that Avram Avinu was mesakin tefillah shachris. Answers the Ya'arois Dvash, that since it says in the posuk, Vayashkim Avram baboiker el amokim asher omad shom. What does it mean, asher omad shom? That's referring to the tefillah that Avram Avinu davened to Hashem when the malachim went to Sdoim. Avram Avinu davened that Hashem should forgive Sdoim. That tefillah, says the Ya'arois Dvash, was at night, which means the night before Hafichas Sdoim. So comes out that Avram Avinu davened Mayriv at night, and with that Mayriv he was Yoytzei the mitzvah's esi of tefillah, and then the next morning Avram Avinu got up early and davened again. Why did he daven? He was ready Yoytzei the mitzvah's esi of tefillah in that day by the tefillah of the Mayriv. Therefore, Chazal learned out from the davening that Avram Avinu davened in the morning that he was mesakin tefillah's shachris. That's the answer of the Ya'arois Dvash. So we see Mefurish in the Ya'arois Dvash that he learns that Hayoim Hoylech Achar Alaylo, the day goes after the night, and the day starts already by night. And therefore Avram Avinu was Mekayim, the mitzvah's esi of tefillah, when he davened that night. And the same thing we see in the Sefer Artzes HaChaim of the Malbim, in Simin Vov, in the Eretz Yehuda, Soif Sifkotten Gimel, that also the Malbim holds, like the Prima Godim in the Ya'arois Dvash that we mentioned, that the day starts already from Tzeis HaKoychovim and continues until the next Tzeis HaKoychovim. On the other hand, we find a few Achroinim who hold that the day starts Le'inyan Mitzvah Tfilo only from Alois HaShachar, and we say that alaylo hoylech achar ayoim legabei mitzvas tfilo. We find in the Sefer called Masas HaMelech on the Rambam that he brings a raya from the Kiryat Sefer of the Mabit. That the Kiryat Sefer of the Mabit writes in Perek Aleph Milchois Tfila Aloch Aleph, and I quote the Loshon of the Kiryat Sefer, V'hode mashma beperek gimel prokim, the tefillas minche midei raise, Efsher dehainu keshelo yispalil tfilas shachris. Says the Kiryat Sefer that even though it's mashma in the Gemara, in Tainis, in the fourth perek, that tfilas minche is a chiyuv midiraisa, says the Kiryat Sefer, we must say that the Gemara is referring legabi a person that did not daven shachris. And since he did not daven shachris, so therefore his first tefillah in that day is minche. Therefore, the minche is a chiyuv midiraisa. We see from this Kiryat Sefer that the day starts l'inyan mitzvah tefillah only from alois ha-shachar. Because if the Kiryat Sefer holds that the day starts already from tzeis ha-kichovim, then he should have said that the Gemara is speaking in a case when a person did not daven Ma'ariv and also did not daven Shachris, and only then the Minche is Deiraisa. Since the Kiryat Sefer only refers to Shachris, we see that the Kiryat Sefer holds that the Chiyuv Tfila of the day starts only by Shachris and not by Ma'ariv. The same thing we find in a Sefer called Osher Lishloimoy from the Goen Reb Shloime Berman Zecher Tzadik Livrocho, who was the Rosh Yeshiva in the Ponovitch Yeshiva in Bnei Brak, and also was the Edim of the Stipler. And he writes in Chelek Moyadim, Simen Beis, Sif Kotten Beis, that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvis, in the Shoroshim, in Shoresh Tes, and also in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Memches, they both say that what the Gemara says in Broches, Daf Yudomud Beis, that it's osur to eat in the morning before davening Shachris, and the Gemara learns it out from the Posuk of Lo Yisoichlu Al Adam, says the Rambam in the Chinuch that it's a lav doyraise, but there's no malchus on the lav because it's called the lav shebichlolus. And that's of course because the Rambam and the Chinuch hold that is a mitzvah's esi deraisa of tfilo. Therefore, they can say that the posuk of lo yisoichlu al adam is referring to the iser deraisa that it's osur to eat before davening shachris. Says the Osher Lishloimoy, if we'll say that the day starts legabe mitzvah's tfilo from tzeis ha-kichovim, if so should come out that there should be an iser to eat from Tzeis HaKeichovim before a person davens Ma'ariv. And since it's Mashman the Gemara that the whole Isser is only by Shachris, so we see Lehedye, we see Mefurish in the Rambam and the Chinuch that the day starts Le'inyan the Chiyuv of Mitzvah Tfile only from Alois HaShachar and not from Tzeis HaKeichovim. So it comes out that we see from the Rambam and the Shoroshim and the Chinuch, and also the Kiryat Sefer, that the day starts l'inyan mitzvah tfile only from Alois HaShachar and not from Tzeis HaKoychovim. The only question is, why is mitzvah tfile different than the rest of the mitzvahs of the Torah? By all the mitzvahs of the Torah, we know that the day starts by the night, like it says in the Posuk, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Voiker. So how come, legabe tfilo, we say that the day starts by Alois HaShachar? So in the Sefer Osher Lishloimoy that we mentioned before, he explains that since the whole Yisoid of Mitzvah's tfilo is that a person should ask Hashem for his tzrochim, for all the things that he needs, the Iker tzrochim of a person are during the day. A person needs food during the day, a person needs parnosa during the day. So since the ikar tzrochim of a person are during the day, therefore the Torah says that the zman mitzvah of tefillah also starts only in the day, by Alois HaShachar, and not from Tzeis HaKoychovim. Another interesting reason which is given, why is the mitzvah of tefillah different and the rest of the mitzvahs, is because the mitzvah of tefillah is called avoido, like we see in the Gemara. And we know that the mitzvah of korbonos is also called avoido. So just like by kochim, we know the concept is that halayla hoylech achar hayoyim, kochim is different than all mitzvahs of the Torah. That even though in all mitzvahs of the Torah, the yoyim hoylech achar halayla, which means the day starts at night and continues during the day, but by kochim we know that halayla hoylech achar hayoyim, and the day starts legabi kochim from alois hashachar. The same thing by tefillah, since it's also called avoido, the mitzvah of tefillah starts only by alois hashachar and not by tzeis hakoychovim. Says the Mogen Avraham in Simin Kuf Vav Sif Kotten Beis that according to the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that there is a mitzvah esei deiraise to daven once a day, it's enough to say a bakosha be'alme, which means it's enough for a person to ask Hashem for any request once a day, and by that he is being mekayim the mitzvah esei deiraise of tefillah. The Mogen Giboirim in Simen Kuf Vov in the Elef HaMogen Sifkotn Gimel and the Prima Godim in the Eishel Avrom in Simen Kuf Vov Sifkotn Beis, they both ask on the Mogen Avrom that we see in the Rambam that it's not enough to say a bakosha be'alme in order to be mekayim the mitzvahs esei deraisa of tefillah. And I quote the Loshna Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchois Tfile Halacha Beis. Chiyuv mitzvah zu kach hu sheyehei odom mispalel umischanein b'chol yoim umagid shvochei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'achar kach shoyel tzrochin shehu tzorich lohen bevakosho uvetchino ve'achar kach noisein shevach voyedoyo la'ashem ala tova sheishpi aloi kol echot ve'echot kefi koichoi. Says the Rambam Mefurish that in order to be mekayim the mitzvahs esei deiraise of tefillah, you must have first a shvach, a person must say a shvach to Hashem, and then a bakosha, the request that he wants, and then a idoe. But if a person does not say all of these three things, he's not mekayem the mitzvahs esei deraisa of tefillah. Therefore say the Mogen Avraham and the Prima Godim that halacha lemaise, in order to be mekayem the mitzvahs esei deraisa of tefillah, a person must start off with shvach and then say a bakosha and then say a hoidoe, and only by that he's being mekayem the mitzvahs esei of tefillah. They also say that when a person says Birkas HaShachar, he is mekayim the mitzvahs esei deiraise, since Birkas HaShachar has in it a shvach, and also a bakosha, and also an hoidoe. We have mentioned that the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs is choylik on the Rambam, and the Ramban holds that there's no mitzvahs esei deiraise to daven once a day. Comes the Mogen Avraham in Simen Kuf Vav Sifkotn Beis and says that we have a tremendous nafkemina la'alocha between the shita of the Rambam and the shita of the Ramban, and that is by Noshim. The Rambam says, and I quote the Loshna Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchois Tfilo Halocha Beis, Ulefichach Noshim va'avodim chayovin b'tfilo lefi shehi mitzvas esei shelo yazman gromo. We know that noshim are potur b'mitzvas esei shazman gromo. Says the Rambam, since this mitzvas esei deraisa of tefillah is only once a day, comes out that it's not called zman gromo. A person could be mekayim the mitzvah once a day. Therefore, noshim are chayev in this mitzvahs esei deiraisa of tefillah. Says the Mogen Avraham that according to the Rambam comes out that what the Gemara says in Brochus on Daf Chof Amud Beis that noshim are chayev in tefillah, according to the Rambam comes out that the Gemara is referring to the mitzvahs esei deiraisa of tefillah. but not to the mitzvah derabbanon of tefillah of three davenings a day. Because the mitzvah derabbanon of davening three times a day, says the Rambam, that's called zman groma, since every davening has its own time. And therefore, noshim apotur in this mitzvah derabbanon of three davenings a day. That's what comes out, says the Magen Avraham, according to the Shita of the Rambam. On the other hand, according to the Ramban, that the Ramban holds that midoraisa, there's no mitzvah's essay of tefillah once a day. If so, comes out that when the Gemara says in Brochas, daf chof amud beis, that noshim are chayev in tefillah, comes out according to the Ramban that the Gemara is referring to the mitzvah derabbanon of tefillah, which means three davenings a day. And even though it's zman groma, according to the Ramban, we're goyres in the Gemara, like our girse, that the Gemara says that the reason why noshim chayev in tefillah, the rachamei ninu, which means that even though it's man groma, noshim achayev, because tefillah is rachamim, and also women have to ask bakoshas rachamim. So it comes out that we have a tremendous nafkamina la'alocha between the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Rambam, comes out that noshim achayev only in the tefillah, in the mitzvahs esei deraisa of tefillah, which means saying shvach, bakoshe, and hoidoe. And as we mentioned before, noshim could be yoitze this mitzvah's essay by birkas hashachar. On the other hand, according to Ramban, noshim ochayev in shachris and minche, shmonesre of shachris and minche, and tfilas arvis is reshus. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, that since most of the rishonim hold like the Ramban, that there's no mitzvah's essay deraisa of tefillah once a day, so it comes out that the ikar la'alocha is that noshim are chayev in shmonesri of shachris and minche, but legabe mayriv, since mayriv is reshus, says the Magen Avraham that the noshim loy kiblu aleihem, the noshim were not mekabel upon themselves to daven mayriv, Verubon a mispalin arvis, and most of the noshim are not makpit daven shmonesrei of mayriv. The Mishneh Brura in Simen Kuvov Sifkoton Daled copies the Magen Avraham that we have just mentioned, that the ikar la'alocha is that noshim are chayev in tfilas shachris and minche, and tfilas arvis, since it's reshus, most noshim are not makpit daven shmonesrei of Mayriv. We will start now a new sugya. The Gemara says on Amud Beis, and I quote the Loshna Gemara, Ibayaluhu Rabbi Eliezer meheche gomir lo. Milulev gomar lo, oi minisuch hamayim gomar lo. Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that Hazkoras Geshomim, we start to say on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, where does he learn it out from? Does he learn it out from Lulav? Or he learns it out from Nisuch HaMayim? Says the Gemara, what's the nafkimine? Milulav gomar lo, ma lulav bayoim, af hazgore bayoim. Oidilme minisuch HaMayim gomar lo, ma nisuch HaMayim miurto, da omar mar umin chosom veniskeyem, afilu balaylo, af hazgore miurto. Says the Gemara, the nafkemina is, if Rabbi Eliezer learns it out from Lulev, then the din hazkora would be only from the day, just like the mitzvah of Lulev starts only by day. So also the din hazkora as kishomim will start only by day. But if Rabbi Eliezer learns it out from Nisuch HaMayim, says the Gemara, is kosher mi'urte, is kosher from night. So if so, Hazkoras Geshomim will start to say, according to Rabbi Eliezer, from Leil Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. Tosfos here, in Dibur HaMatchil, Ibayilu, asks a very strong kasha from the Gemara in Yume, Daf Chovav Amud Beis. The Gemara in Yume says, and I quote the Lashon Gemara in Yume, Ein menaschim maim bechag, ela betomet shel shachar. The Gemara in Yume says that the mitzvah nisuch hamayim must be only by tomet shel shachar, which means lechoyro, that at night we could not be menasich, we could not be mekayim the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim. So how could the Gemara here say that the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim is kosher by night? Answers Tosfos, and I quote the Loshna Tosfos, Yesh loimar, de'einoi chayev lenasech ela betomit shel shachar, mikol makoim, iboi ovidlei belelyo. Answers Tosfos, that eino chanami, the mitzvah chiyuvis is bizman hatomit shel shachar, but if the koyanim want to be makdim the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim at night, they could do so. In Rashi, Dibura Matchil, Ma Nisu Chamayim Urte, we see that Rashi is Choylek on Tosfos. Because Rashi explains that Pshat in the Gemara over here, what the Gemara says, that we could be Mekayim Mitzvahs Nisu Chamayim at night, the Gemara is not referring to the actual Mitzvah of Nisu Chamayim, the Gemara is referring only that, I quote Loshon Rashi, Shememalin Hakli Mayim LeNisu Chamayim Balaylo. The Gemara is only referring that we start to prepare the water in the kli for Nisu Chamayim at night. And that's enough of a reason to start saying Azkoras Kshomim already by night. So we see that Rashi also had Shver, the Kasha of Tosfos, from the Gemara in Yuma. And Rashi answers that Inochanami Nisu Chamayim Balaylo is not kosher. Just what the Gemara here means to say that Nisu Chamayim can be done at night, the Gemara is not referring to the actual Nisuch. The Gemara is referring that we fill the Kli with water in order to prepare for the mitzvah of Nisu Chamayim, which will be done in the morning together with the Tomit Shel Shachar. So it comes out, we have your big machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. Can we be mekayim the mitzvah of Nisu Chamayim at night? According to Tosfos, we could be mekayim the mitzvah lechatchila of Nisu Chamayim by night. And according to Rashi, we can only be mekayim the mitzvah of Nisu Chamayim in the morning together with the tomid shel shachar. We find in the Achronim a very interesting chakire, what's the gedder of the mitzvah of Nisu Chamayim. We find in the Oruch Laner in Sukkah, Daf Nun Amud Alef, and also in the Oruch Laner's Sefer, Tshuvas Sefer, Binyan Tzion, Simen Mem Gimel, that the Oruch Laner is mistapik, what's the gedder a mitzvah of Nisu Chamayim. Is Nisu Chamayim a mitzvah, a part of the mitzvah of Korban Tomid, which means that just like the whole year, the mitzvah of Tomid is mechayev to bring nesochim of yain. So by Sukkis, says the Torah, that besides the regular nesochim, that the Tomid is mechayev, which is nischia yain, we have an additional chiyuv of nesochim, which the Tomid is mechayev, and that is nischei hamayim. So it comes out that on Sukkis, the mitzvah of Nisu Chamayim is a part of the Tomid. It's one of the chiyuvim of the Korban HaTomid. That's one tzad of the Chakira. The other side of the Chakira is that the mitzvah of Nisu Chamayim has nothing to do with the Tomid. The mitzvah Nesochim of Tomid is only Nisu Chayayin. The mitzvah of Nisu Chamayim is a chiyuv mitzad choyvas hayoim, which means that the Yom Tov of Sukkis is mechayev a mitzvah, a new mitzvah, which is called mitzvas nisu chamayim, but it has nothing to do with the Tomid. The minig is that the koyanim are mechayim the mitzvah of nisu chamayim together with the mitzvah of nisu chayayin, but be'emes, the Tomid is not mechayev nisu chamayim. Says the Oruch Laner, we have a nafkemina, a big nafkemina in this chakira. What's the din if the koyanim have no behemah in order to be makriv the korban tomid? So if the nisachim of nisuch hamayim is halacha in the tomid, if there's no tomid, then there's no mitzvah of nisuch hamayim. But if the chiyuv of nisuch hamayim has nothing to do with the tomid, it's choyvas hayoim, then even if there's no tomid, there's still a chiyuv to be mekayim the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim. That's the chakira of the Orach Laner. We find also in the Kehilas Yankev in Tainis Simen Aleph, which is also choyker in this chakira, and the Kehilas Yankev says that lechoyra we could be poishet the sofek from the Toisvis that we learned before. We have mentioned before that Toisvis says that we could be mekayim the mitzvahs nisuch hamayim by night. Says the Kehilas Yankev, if we'll say that the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim is a halacha in the korban tomid, how could you be mekayim the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim by night before zman achiyuv of the korban tomid? If we see in Teisvis that he holds that you could be mekayim the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim at night, we see mefurish in Teisvis that the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim has nothing to do with the korban tomid. On the other hand, says the Kehilas Yankev, Rashi that holds that the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim is not kosher at night, it's only kosher by day, we could be mistapik, according to Rashi, is the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim a din in the Tomid, or it's a halacha in choyvas hayoim? Says the Kehilas Yankev that we find in the Ritva, in Sukkah Daf Nun Amud Aleph, that the Ritva says, bepshitus, that the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim has nothing to do with the korban tomid. It's halacha in choyvas hayoim, the yomtiv is mechayev mitzvahs nisuch hamayim. And he brings also from the Ramban that the Ramban also holds like that. On the other hand, the Ritva brings that in the Ravid we say that the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim is an halacha in the korban tomid, which means that on Sukkis, besides the mitzvah of nisuch hayayin, which the korban tomid is mechayev, the korban atomid is also mechayev another nisuch, which is called nisuch hamayim. Comes the Kehilas Yankev and brings a very interesting Yerushalmi. We find in the Yerushalmi in Sukkah, Perek Lulav Varovo, Halochovov, that the Yerushalmi says, and I quote the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, Rab Shimon ben Lokish, boe kumei Rabbi Yochanan. Rab Shimon ben Lokish asked a question to Rabbi Yochanan. Hikdimon lezevach mahin. If the Koyanim were makdim the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim to the zevach, which means to the tomid, they were mekayim the mitzvahs nisuch hamayim in the morning after Alois HaShachar, before they were makriv the korban atomid. Mahin, what's the din? Another question Reish Lakish asked. Nizchon balaylo, mahin. If the Koyanim were mekayim nisuch hamayim at night, what's the din? Omar lei, answered him Rabbi Yochanan, nishmeinen min hodo de Omar Rabbi Eloi b'shem Rabbi Yosi. We can answer your question from the words of Rabbi Eloi in the name of Rabbi Yosi. Unsochel, Echod nischei maim ve'echod nischei yain. Hodo omro hikdimon lezevach kosher, nischon balaylo kosher. Says Rabbi Yochanan that from the drosh of Rabbi Yosi we could answer the kasha, the question of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yosi says that the posuk says by nischei yain unesochel beloshen rabim. The Torah here teaches us that we may make a hekesh from nischei yain to nischei maim. And just like nischei yain, if he was makdim the nischei yain before the tomid shel shachar, the nesochim akosher, the same thing applies legabi nischei maim. If the koyanim were makdim the nischei maim before the tomid shel shachar, the nischei maim akosher. And the same thing applies legabi lailo, that just like if the Kohanim were menasech nischa yain balaylo the nesochim akosher, the same thing applies legabe nischa mayim balaylo, they're also kosher. Those are the words of the Yerushalmi. Says the Kiles Yankiv, the stipler, that from the beginning of the Yerushalmi, from the Loshon of the Yerushalmi, we see that the Yerushalmi holds that the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is a part of the Korban Tomid. From that, the Yerushalmi says that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, Hikdimon lezevach mayin. If he was makdim the Nisuch HaMayim lezevach, what's the din? Says the Kiles Yankiv, the Loshon Hikdimon lezevach, what does it mean Hikdimon lezevach? If we say that the Nischi HaMayim have nothing to do with the Tomid, it's not shaykh to say the Loshon Hikdimon lezevach. They have no zevach. We see from the Loshon of the Yerushalmi that the Nischi HaMayim come in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Nesochim of the Tomid, which is the zevach. That's the raya of the Kiles Yankiv from the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi holds that the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is a part of the Korban HaTomid. Says the Kiles Yankiv that we see here from the Yerushalmi another tremendous chiddush, that the Yerushalmi holds that you could be mekayim the mitzvah of Nisuch HaYayin before the Tomid Shel Shachar, if it's already after Alois HaShachar, and you were Maktir the Nischei HaYayin before the Tomid Shel Shachar, the Nesachim are kosher. And that's not like Tosfos here in our Sugya. Tosfos in our Sugya in Dibra Matchil Ibayelu, Tosfos takes on the Pshitus that the mitzvah of Nisuch HaYayin must be after the Tomid Shel Shachar and not before. Explains the Kiles Yankiv that the Yesoida Machloikes here between the Yerushalmi and the Tosfos is that Tosfos holds that the mitzvah of Nisuch HaYayin is a part of the Heftze of the Korban HaTomid. Therefore, before the Korban HaTomid, even though it's after Alois HaShachar, you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of Nisuch HaYayin. On the other hand, says the Kiles Yankiv, the Yerushalmi holds that even though the Nisuch HaYayin is a part of the mitzvah of Korban HaTomid, but it's not a part of the Heftze of the mitzvah. It's a Choivas Gavre that once became the Zman that you could be Mekayim the mitzvah of Korban HaTomid, that's Mechayev you, Mechayev the Gavre, the Koyanim, to make Nisuch HaYayin. That's the Yesoida Machloikes, says the stipler, between the Tosfos and the Yerushalmi. But even according to the Yerushalmi, says the Kiles Yankiv, that's for sure that if the Kohanim were menasech Nisuch HaYayin before Alois HaShachar, that's for sure, says the Kiles Yankiv, it's possible. And what the Yerushalmi says, that Nisuch HaYayin and Nisuch HaMayim Balayla is kosher, that's referring to the Laila after the Tomid, not before the Tomid. So comes that according to the Kiles Yankiv, that we have here a machloikis between the Yerushalmi and Tosfos in two nekudis. One point is that b'nischi hayayin, according to Tosfos, before the Korban Tomid, after Lois HaShachar, it's posul. According to the Yerushalmi, it's kosher. Another machloikis, that according to Tosfos comes out that the Yesoid HaMitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim has nothing to do with the Korban HaTomid. On the other hand, according to the Yerushalmi, the Mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim is also a part of the Nesochim of the Korban HaTomid. The Chazon Ish in Simen Kuf Chovov, Sivkot Chof, also brings this Yerushalmi that we mentioned. And the Chazon Ish is also mochiach, brings a raya from the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi holds that Nisuch HaMayim is a part of the Korban HaTomid. But the Chazon Ish brings a raya from the Yerushalmi from the end of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that according to Rabbi Yossi darshens the posuk unsocheo, that it comes to teach us, since the posuk says beloshen rabim unsocheo, the Torah here tells us that we have a hekesh from Nisuch HaYayin to Nisuch HaMayim. So we see Mefurish in the Yerushalmi that just like Nisu Chayayin is a part of the Korban HaTomid, also Nisu Chamayim is a part of the Korban HaTomid, and it's not a halacha mitzad choivas hayoim. Comes the Chazon Ish and asks a tremendous kasha on the Yerushalmi. The Chazon Ish asks, how could it be that Yerushalmi holds that Nisu Chayayin is kosher before Tomid Shel Shachar? Says the Chazon Ish, that cannot be, since the Nisu Chayayin is a part of the Korban HaTomid, it cannot be that the Nisu Chayayin will be kosher before Korban HaTomid. Therefore, says the Chazon Ish, that the Pshat in Yerushalmi is completely different than what we thought before the Pshat is in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi means to say that even though it's poshet that the Nisu Chayayin and Nisu Chamayim, since it's a part of the Tomid, must be after the Korban HaTomid, which means that in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Nisu Chayayin and Nisu Chamayim, which the Korban HaTomid is Mechayev, that must be after the Tomid. The Yerushalmi just comes to tell us that just like we find by Nisu Chayayin that a person could bring Nisu Chayayin b'nedova, the same thing applies legabe Nisu Chamayim. And the Yerushalmi tells us here a tremendous chiddush that a person on Sukkos could bring Nischei Mayim b'nedova, just like the whole year a person can bring Nischei Ayayin b'nedova. That's what the Yerushalmi means to tell us. And therefore, says the Chazon Ish, that what the Yerushalmi says, that if he was menasech the Yayin and the Mayim, koidim atomid, it's kosher, it's referring to a mitzvah nedova, Nisu Chayayin v'amayim b'nedova. And that does not patter the chiyuv nesochim of maim and yain after the tomid. And therefore also says the Chazon Ish, what Yerushalmi says, that nischon balayla kosher, it's not referring to the night after the tomid like the Stipler understood, it's referring to the night before the tomid, which means that even at night before the tomid, a person could bring benedova, nisu chayayin, and also nisu chamayim. And therefore, says the Chazon Ish, that adarabe, that's also pshat in our Tosfos, not like the Stipler. Tosfos, says the Chazon Ish, Tosfos is also moided to the Yerushalmi, that the mitzvah of Nisu Chamayim is a part of Korban HaTomid. Just what Tosfos says, that you could be menasech at night, Tosfos means betoiras nedovo, and not betoiras chiyuv of the chiyuv of Nesochim of the Tomid. And therefore, when Tosfos says that you could be menasech nisu chayayin amayim balaylo, Tosfos means menedovo, and in the morning after they bring the Korban HaTomid, there'll be a chiyuv again to be menasech nisu chamayim mitzad the Korban HaTomid. So according to the Chazon Ish, comes out that Tosfos is moided to the Yerushalmi, that the mitzvah of nisu chamayim is a part of the Korban HaTomid, not like the Stipler understood Pshat and Tosfos. So we have here a tremendous machloikis between the Stipler and the Chazon Ish how to learn Pshat and Tosfos. According to the Stipler, Tosfos holds that the mitzvah of Nisu Chamayim has nothing to do with the Tomid, and you could be Mekayim the mitzvah of Nisu Chamayim at night, and that will patter you from the Nisu Chamayim in the day. On the other hand, says the Chazon Ish, that Nisuch Hamayim Balaylo does not patter the Chiyuv Nisuch Hamayim, which comes mitzad the Tomid. Just you could bring at night Nisuch Hamayim Benedova, but in the morning after the Tomid, there'll be again a Chiyuv to bring Nisuch Hamayim mitzad the Korban HaTomid.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.